bigger than an aleph and an aleph. We're going to do the Ran on top of the page. So the Kula Rabba is a salgol, is a large basket. So he took a large basket. He covered it with kufra, chaf with kufra, tzotr se bezefes. He then covered it with tar. The chitim shouldn't fall through. It turned it upside down. So he said to Rabbi, Lichalimar, Yimdoid, measure out for me 40 grivi chiti. The Rishino chit and the Rishino shall be sicho. They let you. He did it as a joke. So Rabbi laughed. He said, "I told you not to do that." Then Bar Kippur said to Rabbi's daughter, I'm going to drink chamer b'kuda davuch b'shikani d'moch b'kuda davuch shirak ravicha l'fanai k'she'eshter. I'll drink it while your father is dancing. B'shikani d'imoch shetehe imcha mekarkeres mezameres. Okay. So he asked Rabbi, "What is tu'eva?" So the Mor says it lashon of is where does it say we're not learning? So he explained it to me. He says, "So I want you to bring your wife should bring me a natlach, and she should pour a cup." A click out in a small cup. So the word of Tu'eva is Shemaniach, Mishkevei Isha, Vahalach Etzel Zachar. Then he asked him, what does the word Tevel mean? Dixiv Gabi Isha, Hanervasta Behema. So he said, it means Tevel Yeshba. Is there any flavor in this? But to me, which is. My mi sanya hadobia mi kulabias. Klemmer heich benachas ben mino leiluch etzel behema. So, why is this? What difference is this? What interest does it have? Then zima zuma he loshen sofik shein yedua mi mi he mi saberis. That's what zima is. So ben Elasha was upset and he walked out. So holding the Gemara, my Ben Elasha, about halfway down the page. The Ron doesn't explain the question. What exactly we're asking, but the Farash Rashi over here says, "How do you know that he was an usher?" The Gemara says that he was an usher. How do we know that he was an usher? The Tanya that lo lechinim pizer ben alasha es ma'osav alaharis koyin behen tisperish al koyin gadol. But ben alasha spent a tremendous amount of money to be able to get to learn how to receive the haircut of the koyin gadol. To receive kasoim yiksemu es roshehem, the haircut has to be done. In this process of ksoim yiksumu, and what does that mean? Tono kein lulinis. It has to be done like lulinis. The Mor says my lulinis. What does it mean lulinis? Over Yehuda tisparta yichito. It's a special type of a haircut. Hekidomi omer rabba roisha solzeh b'tzad ikra solzeh. But it is spiritual kind of God. So the person's hair, each hair reaches to the root of the next one in such a way that his whole head looks like it's covered with hair, but there's no long hair. So you see, he had a large amount of money to spend on that. Okay, now the Mishnah says that he's muta bebeya termuta and delas hermutza. So something more that my delas hermutza. Omer Shmuel is karo, it's a gourd. Karkuzoi, from the place of Karkuzoi, from Karkuzo. Ravashim are delas hatzimuna beremetz. They would take a gourd and they would submerge it into hot ash, and they would cook it that way. Okay. Esei Ravina Ravashi. Ibn Chemi Rabbi the Brisa says the Lasa Ramesi. Dalas Ramamis, he Dalas Hamitzvis, Dalas Ramis, which is also known as Dalas Mitzvis, is Kalayim im Hayavonis, Kalayim im Haramutsu. So according to Shmuel, that's a type of a gourd which comes in a certain place. So we can discuss that it's a type of a species. And it's Kalayim with another species. But according to you, that it just means any type of gourd. It's a question of how you cook it, or you bake it. So what's the Kalayim? So much is to you. So the Ran, Tesporta Yechita, Tesporis Noa, it's an extraordinary type of a haircut, in a nice way. No one hair went on top of another one. Karkuzoi al shema kamen. It's in a place called Karkuza. That's, so he said that it means any type of gourd. It's a question of how you cook it. So it says the last ramis, the last amitris, klamer zuhi, the last amitris. The last ramis is the same species as the last amitris. We climb him or Mutsa. I'm allowed to Muna Beremes Kamar, Elamin Delasi, Shanikris Ramutsa. It's a type of a Delas, which is called Ramutsa. It's not how you cook it. Okay. So now, the Mishnah before it said, Hanoidim Himaisa Kadeiro, and also Elamin. Oster elam mimase resachto. So that mimase kzeira means like a porridge, that the grain is made into, you cut into pieces, and now when you cook it, it will merge into a mass. Fine. On Omar Khan of Hayar the Kadeira, Shanitoyam also called Nanasa Bikaderas. So the phrase Maisi Kadeira, this is how people, it's referring to a specific type of a food, or at least a group of foods. Whereas anything which goes into the pot, anything went into the pot. Tanya, Hanadim in a Yar the Kadeira. So when we say kadeira, which is a pot, we include the ilfis, which is a frying pan. Shekayora the kadeira, kadam shiyora the ilfis. The way they used to use the ilfis, they would first put into the pot before they put into the ilfis. Yara, the person who was nerdim in the yara the ilfis, mutter biyara the kadeira. So not a lashon yared, but that which is made in the kedera mutar benasa bilfis, because it's not really completed until it goes to the ilfis. Benasa bilfis mutar benasa bekedera. Hanredim in hayared the taner ein osr ela bepas. Im omar kol maisa taner alai osr b'chol nasim b'taner. Okay, Zot around. We did the round of the Mishnah.
They don't have. The Yorid Latan, so how come it, your mutter the cake?
Well, that's called my Satan, it's the second case.
Right, it is, so what's the. I'm not sure I understand. You know, I guess the difference in Lashon Yorid Latan or
Pash is it's going to be totally in Lashon B'nei Adam. That the Ron there says that Stam Yorid Latan is means pass. Okay. Why would that be that Stam Yorid Latan means pass? I'm not sure. Let's sit around. Shu Yorid the Kedera Kadam Shu Yorid the Ilfis Kachah Yidarkim B'Maisa Ilfis. When they would put into the Ilfis, first what they do was Shem Rasichan or Seb Kedera Rasichan Kal. They would boil it in the Kedera for a little bit, and then they would put into the Ilfis. Yorid the Ilfis Mutar Yorid the Kedera. Kamash won't do a table call, Shahir Sikhai, or you say Sikhakala. Kamash Yarad the Ilfis, Yarad the Ilfis Mikri, Nesha Humukha on the Kach, Abisha Dian Layarad. Kamash won't do like Kach near Bainai. The person says he's asking me Yarad the Ilfis. You might think Yerud Ilfis means not that it went into the Ilfis, but it could go to the Ilfis. As soon as you put it into the pot, you cook it lightly, you're not put into the Ilfis, that's true enough to answer it. So we're saying that's the brush, that's not true. Kachnir Be'enach. Minasa B'kedera Mutter B'Nasa B'Ilfis. Shem Nasa is Gemara Siyah Mash, means it's made, that's how it's made. Shem Achim Mutter B'Nasa B'Ilfis. So to say that it was nikra, that this is what it was made. It wasn't made in a kedera. It was made in an ilfus. So the kara, what's the kiddush of that? So the ran, kama apa pisha acher mikain haridu beilfus shori. So a person who finished the whole process in the kedera, and then even if he decided to put himself in afterwards, you can't call it nasa b'ilfis because it wasn't made in the ilfis. Not even yared the tanner in also the pass. The stam yared the tanner mash pass. Your mummer called ma'isa tanner alai also b'chol nasa b'tanner. Person is not even a kavish. Person says he's asking himself on things which have been pickled or brined. And also, let me the cover shayora brined. Cover shenitoyim also b'chol hakvushim. So they, people could do that to many things. When people usually refer to the idea of a kavush, we say that's a kavush. That was a reference to vegetables which are kavush. I don't want to taste the something which has the elements of kavisha to it. There are other things which people could pickle. Minashaluk. And also element of sholok shabasa. So stam, when the phrase was used sholok, said that was a common, the shlika was something which is commonly used, was that this very strong cooking process, they use it for meat. Person says sholok, he's referring to meat. Sholok shayin nitayim also b'chol ha-shalukim. Okay, so the Ran min hakavush and also min hakavush hayorik. Mishum the kiman the omer hakavush mashah yedua, the known type of thing which people pickle. V'stamed the yoriku. That was usually used for vegetables. Kavush enitayim also b'chol kavushim. The kiman says kira b'loy hay hayedia. Kol kavush b'mashma. Now the Ran. So it's not because of the word toyim. If you would not say that, you would just say the word kavush without saying shani toyim, lashon teima, it'd be also by all kavushim. Without the hay, mitzvah bekulu. Even though he said the word te'ima, so let's say he said the word hakavish shani toyim. That's what the Ran is addressing. So he said shani toyim, which means anything which has the flavor, but he said hakavish with the hay. So I want to stress over here that the hakavush, the definite article, will override the phrase shani toyim, and it's only osur b'yoruk. So it's only osur, the only time he's osur in everything, even if he says shani toyim, is only if he says the word kavush, not hakavush.
Why didn't it say mina kavush shani toyim in the ratio?
Why didn't it say in the ratio?
If the Ran is correct, la halacha, that's what the Mishnah is teaching you. Why wouldn't you just teach it in the ratio? It seems to be a little more direct.
Natural gas. Okay? All natural gas in the U.S. happens to be two major hubs. One of them is Henry Hub. Yeah, Henry Hub, exactly right. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I think it might distract from the point of the ratio. You know, we'll, the next mission also like to go through a series of cases like that. Is the Kiddush that there is, even though there are many things which a person can be kaivish, or anything the person can be shaylig, or anything the person can be tzayla, but the definite article refers to the one which is that it's used primarily for that. That's the Kiddush of the Reisha. So putting shani toyim over there would be a distraction of that Kiddush. You're saying, and even though you say shani toyim, still that's what you mean. Like, I think you want to be mechadish that point in its pristine way. Okay. So let's see how it goes. The kibbutz of Rekabish Shmitzer Bechulu. El Rebusanak that feel over Shani Toyim Yom Rekabish in Miloi Loi. The Kulu Masisim Bechay Gavna Mefarshim. All the cases of Mishnah will be like that. Bereisha Minatzli the Mashra Hayadua. We say for it Solui the Mashra called Soli. Bereisha Hamoliach the Mashma Hayadua. We say for Maluach the Mashma called Hamaluchim. So the difference is the definite article. That's Ron's first pshat. The beast of Mefarshi, the loy havi hafrosh of the mastisin bein hakavish lekavish. The difference is not the definite article or not. El sefer the tani bechol akavushim is also all kavushim mishum the kamer shani toyim who gav the nami beinach kulu. And in all the cases, as we go further, the difference is the fact that you said the word Shani Toyim. All the other cases. Similar way of understanding all the other cases, which the Mishnah is going to bring. Yerushalmi. Havoy boy Meimer Meluach Lo'olam. Halashah Loy Omar Loy, I'm sorry, Halashah Loy. So there's certain things which you salt them. Let's say I think you're showing me that there's certain things that you would salt for travel purposes. So that's how you take it. It becomes maluach, and it stays like that. And there are certain things which are just maluach l'shoa, but eventually you're going to rinse it off and treat it another way. So maluach l'olam is also, the Mishnah is going to say the case of maluchim. What about l'shoa? It's not included. So Rav Yudin said back, the reason we thought to say maluch means loyalam, halashah loyal. So Rav Yudin says no. It says, pray like a basim aliyach, chiyai nesach. So basim aliyach, they meant like the basim, which is of the karbonis, which you put salt in it when you put it on the mizbeach. That's not the idea of salting it, that it should stay salted. So you see, the word maliach means the shah is also called maluach. So the other more, Amalei Rav Acha. What's the question? Hado Amoran is the Yerushalmi's ways to say Zeh Samaris. This teaches us maluach l'shah maluach. Amar Rav Acha, Breda Rav Avya Rav Ashi. So a person says, Amar the Kavish Mai. So if the main chilek is according to the Hayyadir, not the Hayyadir. So he wants to know if he says Di Kavish Mai, Di Sholik Mai, that which is Kavish, that which is Sholik. Is that the equivalent of saying the known one which is Kavish, or anyone which is Kavish? That's how the Ram learns the Shalom of the Gemara, according to the first shot, the point of the Hayyadiyah. So here's with the Dalit. If you learn the main point is Shani Toyim, so the question is, if I say without Shani Toyim, what's the halacha? The Sholik Mai, the Soli Mai, the Beliach Mai, Heichen Masha, what do they mean? Tiboy stands as a Shiloh. That we pointed out before, that's the Dorim's language for teku. If he pirush rishon she pirashti v'mishaseinu shigar chilaku im hiskir b'shem hayadia im lab. The main point is whether you have the definite article or not. So halcha mi boyle. Here's the shaila. Ki amar the kavish this shalak bedalis imasha hayadua oloy. That's the shaila according to that pshat that I said. Now, according to the pshat, if you pirush achron shapirashnu, the servant of Sisim Mishum Shani Toyim, who halcha masafkele. The more shaila is Yomer Kavish below Shani Toyim. Heichi Mashma Vesolka Bayim Beteku Ulechumra. So according to the first version, the shaila is, does this approximate to hey idea? So the suffix is maybe you're going to be makel. It only means yarok, or you say no, this means all, everything which is kavish. So you're trying to, maybe this is enough to be makel. The kavish is enough to be makel. And you'd be mechumer, you'd be makom, and say no, you can't be makom. According to the second version, Shani Toyim makes things usur. And you want to know if you say the word kavish without Shani Toyim, is it also usur? So the shaila is that you're being, is this a reason to be machmer? And then the more remains with the suffix, and the Ran said you'd have to be machmer because maybe this does make things usur. It's a different direction of the shaila. Okay.
What?
The Ran says you're machmer. I was pointing out that the Ran has two pshatim held in the Gemara, based on his two pshatim in the Mishnah. According to one pshat, the Gemara's suffix is that the hayadia is a kula. Kavish means everything. Ha kavish means only a certain type of thing. So therefore, everything else is mutter. It's just a kula. Does the Dalit also create the Kula? So the more shayla is this a reason to be Makel? That's the more shayla according to the first pshat of the Ram. For the second pshat of the Ram, there's no difference between HaKavish and Kavish. That's not the point. The point is, when you say Shani Toyim, you're adding all other types of things. Shani Toyim is a reason for Chumra, to make more things Osir. And we're clearing maybe that the word Kavish also makes everything Osir. So it's the shayla of the more is this a reason to be Machmer? And the Ran says, Misafik, you have to be Machmer. So the two pshat of the Ran, the one pshat of the Ran, the more discussion is this a reason for Kula? According to the second pshat of the Ran, the more discussion is this a reason for Chumra? So the two pshat of them have a whole different way of looking at the Gemara. How is it? Heichim Hashem, that's part of the question. How do these things mean? That was the shoyl. Ravacha read Rav Avi asked Ravashi, what are the halachas of these things? Yeah, minatzli and also el minatzli shalbaser divrei Rav Yehuda. Tzli shenitayim also b'chalat tzliyim min amaliach and also min amaliach shaldag aliach shenitayim also b'chalat maluchim. Okay, dag dagim shani toyim. Oser behen ben gedarlim ben ketanim ben meluchim ben tefelim ben chayim ben mevusholim. But muter betris trufa ubetzir. Trish truva was they would take a fish and they would chop it up into small little pieces. But it's not, so it becomes like a, the equivalent of, I guess, like of a fish, like a whitefish salad type of thing. It's a salad. So when you say the word dag or dogim, you mean fish. You mean pieces of fish, not the chopped up mixture of a fish.
Yeah, is it mixed? It's mixed up with other things, or it's just by itself?
Just by itself. But you don't. They would mix it with fat. I don't know whatever it was, the fat of. But that's when the person says he's eating fish. That's not what the person means, a piece of fish, as opposed to this. Tzir is the liquor which comes out of the fish. So that's mutter. Hanoda min atzachava. So also betris trufa. Mutter betzir ubemurius. Another betris trufa also betzir ubemurius. Zokter ran. Dog the game mission itoyim also behen bein gedolim mektalim. Mishum d'omer trei lishni dag dagim, everything is also the dag mashma gadol a fish. Mishum d'nimker b'fnei atzma, it's a large fish sold by itself, so it's called a fish. Dagim mashma ktanim pinchedim krem ela b'yachad. You don't walk in and buy a little fish. You wouldn't buy one, you'd buy multiple of them. So when you say dagim, you mean the smaller ones which are sold as a group. Shishtruva is da gadol, taruk dak is chopped up very small pieces. Shemachi shori, it's mutter because mishum the dag dagim shleimim mashma b'latrufim. So that's the phrase of dag dagim is used by people to refer to full pieces. Kol shish mutter b'tzir shel dagim. Shehu shuman hayotze mehem, it's the fat which comes out. Krovei dogim murabim, which has the intestines mixed into it. Kol shen shemutim memuria shu shum shmona shel dog bovad, it's the fat by itself. We tell me trish trufa is mutter because it's even though it's mamish the flesh of the fish, but it's not coming as the full item. So obviously, the fat, the liquid fat which comes out, is mutter. So once you told me trish trufa is mutter, kavul karma, these other things. So that's the round. That's the phrase. That sometimes the Tana will write that. Tzachon is dogim ketanim harbei meluchim. So that was a concoction you would have a lot of little fishes salted together. And yeshem trufim, some of them are chopped up. El shurum shleimim. But since he said tzachon, which that sometimes are trufim. The kimish yesh mehem trufim also betrish trufa. So included in tzachon is trish trufa. Me betzir b'muri is mutter the fish ain behem chaticha shodag el shmona b'krova. It doesn't have the actual flesh of the fish; it just has the fat and the intestines. Another minute trish trufa is mutter betzir b'muri. Now we have the girsa in the Mishnah of also betzir b'muris. If you look at the side over there, it says in the Mishnah Shem Shnayis, it says mutter, which that's the girsa of the Ram. So if you learn Mishnayis Nadorim, you get this case, it says the word mutter. But the girsa of the Rashi and the Rosh is also. It's the way we have it in our Mishnah. So if you look at the Rosh, it's like one line before the end of the Mishnah. Since he said the retrufa, he means mimin hadag mashma, anything which has from fish in it. So Syrian and Murgis are included. The Ran is Garis Mutter. You see the Ran. Another min Trish Trufa is Mutter Retiri Murgis. Nearly the Lashayach Misi Hacha. So it should say, the Mishnah mentioned that the person led him in the Tzachon, He's also shish trufa. So why don't you tell me the shish trufa? What the halacha is regards to tachana? He's also a mutter, but tell me something. So shish trufa only means the chopped ones, but you can't say that you're mutter b'tzachana because there's chopped up pieces in the tzachana which make it osur. You can't say you're osur b'tzachana because that would include your osur in the complete pieces, which is not true. Keep the tzachana ikar shleimim b'trufim, b'shemim mishor b'trufim osur. Shemachim l'toni hachal tzachana klal. Amudah b'tzir b'mirius yitzicha le'le misni. So that amina came in the nader mitris she trufa dak. So it becomes more like a paste than the flesh. So that should include already. You're not saying the flesh versus the other things. So you also have to remember you come out from the Mishnah that those are cases are mutter. The person says dog, he means a large one. The gosh and itayim also b'ktanim u'mutter b'gdarlim. He says the word dagah, so that means small ones. Dag dagah sheni toyim osu ben b'gdarlim ben b'ktanim. Some of the Republic of Bayam, in my dag sheni toyim gadolhu. Okay, so let's think this through. Where does the word dag means large? Where does it come from? The tziva yaman Hashem dag gadol levoyas yonot. But if that's the source, so see, when you spell Yonah El Hashem El Kov, we may have the God. Okay, so you see the word the God means a large one. Versus Holokasha, that's not true. Dilma Palte da Godel, Ubale da Kotim. Maybe he went from one fish to another fish. So they're still large fish, but the point is, we're stressing the word dagah means it was small compared to the previous one. So in our usage, dagah means smaller compared to the large ones. El hadagah shabir meso, tana meso gdalim loy, meso. So, Ella Dagah Mashma Gedalim Mashma Ketanim. So, the usage of the Torah, the word Dagah, doesn't refer to, means the species, the idea of fish species. The concept of fish. But in the Dorim, the reason why we're saying it's mutter is simply because that's how people use it, not because that's a true translation of the word, specifically one way or the other.